This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're talking to Dr. Group. Of course, you can find him at globalhealingcenter.com. We're taking your calls and questions, comments for Dr. Group. And let's go to, we got several people. We'll try to get through as many as we can in this segment. We have Craig Richardson with E&E Legal coming up in the next segment. We've got Don, Jeff, Dean, James, and Jeff. We'll try to get through as many as we can now. Let's go to Don in Ohio. Don, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Dr. Group. First, I wanted to thank you for all the great products, and I know it's a lot of work and your service and everything. I got two quick questions for you. One is I was diagnosed with fatty liver a couple years ago. I did a liver cleanse, and I've been taking the Liver Shield, and I understood from my doctor and what you just said that the liver does regenerate. I was wondering if you could kind of give me an idea, will it regenerate, and like what would be the best course of action for that? If you could
yeah,
that.
So, okay, that was your first question. The good news is that you're actually doing something about it, and I wish that more and more people would understand that it's health and healing health conditions does not have to be that hard. I tell people that came to see me that were completely, you know, distraught with symptoms, what if I told you it was going to take another 40 years to heal what it took 40 years for you to get? And the good news is it doesn't really, because the body wants to heal itself. Everybody's different, though, Don. I can't really say how long it's going to take you to regenerate your liver. I would say that anybody who's been diagnosed with non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, cirrhosis of the liver, any type of liver condition, that means their liver is only working at around 20%. So if each liver cleanse boosts the liver 15%, one liver cleanse is only going to take you to 35%. If you do another liver cleanse, that's going to take you to 50%. Then another liver cleanse is going to take you to 65%. So you would have to do multiple liver cleanses. We've had people with serious conditions that have done just kept doing liver cleanses. They do one which takes 5 days, take a few days off, do another one, and all of their symptoms have gone away just by healing the gut and just by healing the liver.
All right. Thank you, Don. Let's go to Jeff in California. Jeff, your question for Dr. Group.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I have a question. My 15-year-old son was never breastfed. He's got a bit of a gut. And we eat healthy. We use the products, amazing products, by the way. We purify our water, water filter. And is there a connection between kids that haven't been breastfed and you know, problems with the gut, the liver, and so on? And what can I do about that?
Well, the first thing that I would recommend is there is a connection, actually. It depends on if he wasn't breastfed. It depends on what type of food he was fed. It also actually goes back to even before the conception on how healthy you and your wife were before you conceived, because your sperm is going to hold the genetic code, and her egg and everything depended on how toxic those were. But, you know, there's nothing you can do about that. You know, what you want to focus on now is what you can do to repair the situation. So what I would recommend, since he is 15, is going through an intestinal cleanse. I don't know if you've done that already. Maybe another liver cleanse, cleansing the body of the harmful organisms, you know, doing a harmful organism cleanse. Because a lot of times with childhood obesity or just that weight that's hard to come off, can be due to an underlying fungus or a mold or some sort of an organism which is in the body. So I've seen that happen, and you need to flush those out of the system.
All right, that's all the time we've got. Sorry to Dean, James, and Jeff. Sorry we couldn't get to you, but that's all the time we have with Dr. Group. We have Craig Richardson, President of Energy and Environment, coming up in the next segment. Dr. Group, globalhealingcenter.com. Thank you.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're going to talk to Craig Richardson. He's the president of E&E Legal. And the two E's there stand for energy and environment. They look at ways that we can deregulate energy, because, you know, that is something that not only affects our quality of life, but it also affects our life expectancy. Energy and cheap access to that is something that is fundamental to our freedom, to our economy. Craig has had more than 25 years of experience as a professional who's been involved in numerous campaigns and other issues that are anti-tax and deregulation initiatives. We've talked before. We're both very happy with the person that President Trump has put in at the EPA, Scott Pruitt. He's somebody who had a long history of fighting regulatory overreach from the EPA. But I want to talk to you today, Craig, about the Paris Climate Treaty and our involvement with that. We've seen that both Trump has said he wants to get out of that. We've seen Scott Pruitt, his EPA chief, say he wants to get out of it. But there is a push with Ivanka, Jared Kushner, and Secretary of State Rex Tillerson to ride the fence on this, to say, all right, we're going to do some changes at EPA, but we're going to not say anything at all about the Paris Treaty. And I guess as I'm looking at this, it's kind of like watching an old movie being replayed, you know, Casablanca with Humphrey Bogart. You know, we got a couple of people there in the White House who saying, we'll always have Paris. Maybe we always will have the Paris Treaty and we never can get rid of it, but because they're certainly trying to Bogart it there in the White House for all it's worth. Tell us why this is important. What does it mean for the U.S. that we're involved in this? Because we did not have the Senate ratify this treaty. We had Obama sign it. We had Secretary of State at the time, John Kerry, sign it. What does it mean for us moving forward?
Well, I appreciate you having me here on the show. You know, I'm a huge Humphrey Bogart fan, and that's one of my favorite movies of all time. And, you know, you also remember in that line, you know, round up all the usual suspects.
Yeah.
and I think, sadly, you know, I was at a meeting the other day with some right of center energy and environment groups called Cooler Heads Coalition. And, you know, we were sort of shaking our heads saying, I thought our side had won the election.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is a major frustration. We have factions that have formed within the White House itself. You identified a few of them as his daughter and his son-in-law to start with. But you have Rex Tillerson, who was an ExxonMobil CEO, who also ExxonMobil had some support for carbon tax back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
I think the bottom line, what you have to realize is what we're dealing with, which, you know, we all know, and particularly you who covered the issues you do, is that this is a major international effort and push by those global elitists and the governments that they prop up and support and corporations behind them. The statistic that stands out in my mind most is that the climate change industry, and it is an industry, is a $1.5 trillion annual industry.
Mm.
And I was at, speaking of Paris, I was at the COP21, where the UN folks signed all that. We were the anti-COP group, and my colleague Chris Warner and others had wanted posters plastered all over Paris when we arrived, the environmentalists, which we felt welcomed. But when I was there and I was inside the pavilion where they had the corporate things of all the great technologies that's coming forward, that word corporate was really what stuck out at me. I mean, this is a majorly polished movement. It's funded in part by the UN, by big governments like all throughout Europe, the United States. There's diplomacy involved here. There's green money that's flowing through from Rockefeller. I mean, this is a big deal. And this is what we're up against in terms of trying to get out of Paris, because all of those interests that I just mentioned are all wanting us to stay in.
You know, I have a lot of people who are with us on this fight against of nationalism versus globalism. They understand those issues. They understand that carbon taxes are something that's not only going to be feather bedding and crony capitalism, but it's also something that could fund a world government. They have to have some way to fund it, so they need a worldwide problem that they can have a worldwide tax to. So they understand the danger of that, but they don't understand, many of them, when I was talking about my concerns when Rex Tillerson was announced that they were thinking about making him Secretary of State, I was concerned about his previous stance on all these issues, climate issues, carbon issues, that sort of thing. And a lot of people would say, oh, but he works for an oil company. He's not going to want to restrict oil. And it's like, no, 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 you don't understand. I mean, De Beers wants a monopoly on diamonds, and they don't necessarily want to pump out lots of diamonds. They want to pump out few diamonds and have them be very, very expensive. That's where these oil companies are coming from. The oil companies are on the side of the UN and these climate change crony capitalists.
Yeah, we actually saw recently that Shell was paying its top executives bonuses for their sustainability lifestyle. So this is pervasive throughout the corporations, what I would call the multinational corporations. And, you know, we're seeing that across America, the corporatization of America. They're repping, they're spinning up all these industries. And these large international corporations have big stakes in this. They're overseas already in all of this. They're doing all of this. There's portfolios within these ExxonMobil's of the world that are already big into renewables. So, yeah, to think the old days where, you know, corporate America business was on one side and the government was on the other, is that's long gone. I mean, they're basically, as far as I'm concerned, they're two sides of the same coin.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's talk about the renewable energy mandates as well, because when we look at some of the positive moves. Talk about some of the positive moves that have happened at the EPA under Scott Pruitt. But then also we understand that there are a lot of states, what is it, about half of the states that have a renewable energy mandates that are going to come in. So as we see some of these regulations to put coal out of business, we also understand that there's all these renewable energy mandates that are out there as well.
Yeah, I think that not surprisingly, the tip of the spear in this is California, which thinks somehow it's going to go 100% renewable by 2050, which is not that far down the road. I don't know how you're going to want run LA and San Francisco on wind and solar, but somehow they do.
Yeah.
But to answer your question, you got 30 states across the country that have these renewable energy standards. Some, there generally was a model legislation pushed through by the environmental groups across the board when everybody was asleep, basically. Mm-hmm. We actually sued the state of Colorado, on this very issue. Under the Dormant Commerce Clause in terms of interstate commerce, saying that you can't have one set of rules for an interstate grid. You can't have one rule in one state and one and not another. We lost that state in that circuit, but the similar suit was filed, I believe it was in Minnesota, a different district, federal district, and that went the right way. And so we actually thought the Supreme Court was going to take that up, but they never did. But those are lying in wait. I mean, I think, and I don't want to be thinking that this would have been better, certainly if the election was the other way. Don't get me wrong. That's why I wake up every day and thank the good Lord that, we have a fighting chance because of Trump. But I don't also think for a minute that every one of these battles is anywhere near being over. And we're seeing it even with a Republican House, a Republican Senate, and a Republican administration, where we can't get even the basic things like a campaign promise to get out of the treaty in Paris. I mean, the things that should be slam dunks are not.
And that's key, too. Let's go back to that, because Chris Warner, who was a senior legal fellow at the Energy Environment Legal Institute, where you are, he said this about the Paris Agreement as to why it matters. He said the Paris Agreement pressure machine will trigger blowback every time the president or Congress or future administrations deviate from Obama's emission reduction promises or hesitate to subsidize green energy ventures abroad or fails to adopt more stringent targets. So every time we try to stop the environmentalists from taking down an entire industry in order to reward a different industry, every time that happens, they're going to go back to the climate treaty. They're also going to go back to the endangerment clause. So even though we can have a regulatory regime right now that's going to come in and say we're going to get rid of these regulations, if you leave the foundation there, then they're going to continue to go back to that, and the courts will go back to it as well, as long as that is there, won't they?
Exactly. And I think that I was going to mention the endangerment finding. I mean, you're right on the money there, too. That's the one that's the underlying issue that EPA came up with or manufactured that allows all of them to regulate greenhouse gas and everything else in the Clean Power Plan. Yeah, it's a little like a zombie or Frankenstein. I mean, you can, these things will be asleep maybe for 4 years or 8 years, whatever it's going to be, but you can certainly start them up again. And if you don't do anything at all, which is some people are advocating, then you're right. That's going to be precedent. That's there. Just because he signed an executive order saying that, the Clean Power Plan should be remanded back to the EPA, that the EPA, because it's on the books now, has to come up with something. They have to do something. And the other problem you have is Trump's having a very difficult time getting all his lower level people in underneath. And you essentially have career bureaucrats that are not on the same page.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And it's interesting. We're talking about these renewable mandates at the state level. One of the reasons why, and a lot of people say, but I like solar energy, and I like solar energy on an individual basis as well, if you're not on the grid, but if you put out a massive power station that is on the grid, you have to be able to deliver rock solid, steady state power. And these renewable sources can't do that without massive, massive storage of energy. You can store the energy to take out of those ups and downs on an individual basis. You can spend a lot of money on batteries, and it's very expensive to do that. You can't do that on the grid level. And so what they wind up doing is going back to these other forms of energy, whether it's coal or oil. They fall back on these plants, and then they're recycling these plants up and down and utilizing them in a much less efficient way. They use more fuel. They create more emissions, because just like your car, if you're stopping and starting at traffic lights, you're going to be using a lot more fuel. So it's a lot less efficient to do that. I think that's something that a lot of people really don't understand. I mean, we want to see some of these other alternatives work, but it just simply doesn't matter. And even if you try to make it larger, they did that in the North Sea. They tried to get a larger wind field, and they went all up and down the coast of Ireland. All it did was make the peaks and the troughs deeper and higher. So they couldn't get a steady state out of that renewable. That's the key thing if you're going to have a power grid, is that you need to have it renewable. I mean, stable, rather.
Exactly. That you hit, that's a big issue with that, is reliability and grid consistency. And you're exactly right. You can't get those out of renewables. And again, by renewables, we're talking primarily wind and solar. They don't even count for some reason. I don't know. And I grew up in New England, which we relied heavily on.
All right. Stay with us. Craig, we're going to have one more segment. We've got to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Craig Richardson, enelegal.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. And you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today, complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Only twice a year, and it's here. Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Prices so low, no coupons needed. Get the lowest prices of the season on women's Sonoma tees. Just $4.99. $5 tall of Jumping Beans tops and bottoms. And Nike sneakers, just $43.99. Get the lowest prices of the season on Kitchen Electric. $4.99 after $12 mail-in rebate. Plus the Big One bath towel is just $2.99. Stock up, save big, and get Kohl's cash. It's the lowest prices of the season, Wednesday through Sunday, at Kohl's. Select styles. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're talking to Craig Richardson with ENElegal.org. That's energy and environment issues. We're going to talk to him a little bit more about the importance of getting out of the Paris Climate Treaty. And, of course, there's opposition from Jared and Ivanka and Rex Tillerson to that. Donald Trump has advocated getting out of that, as well as his pick for EPA, Scott Pruitt. So we're hoping that we can win this debate. It's a war over the hearts and minds there in the White House, and ENE Legal is a big part of that. Before we get back to Craig, I just want to remind you that we have our continued special for Caveman, 53% off at InfoWarsStore.com. That's an additional 20% off. And also we have a flash special on Liver Shield, 30% off at InfoWarsLife.com. You heard Dr. Group talking about fatty liver and talking also about the fact that you can, your liver regenerates very, very quickly. It's one of the most quickly regenerating parts of your body. Liver Shield uses a powerful blend of organic and wild-crafted herbs. It supports natural function and detoxification of the liver and gallbladder. Try Liver Shield right now. You can get 30% off. This is a flash sale. It's going to be very short at InfoWarsLife.com. Again, that's 30% off Liver Shield. Craig, when we're talking about this, one of the things that Chris Horner had pointed out on your site is that this back and forth that we see between the forces with Jared and Ivanka to try to stay in the Paris Climate Treaty, they would like to try to keep evidently a middle ground and try to rationalize that you know, we don't have to say anything about it. We can just kind of quietly leave it there. As we pointed out before, Chris said, if you leave it there, it's going to be the foundation for future regulation, just as we see with Obamacare. If we don't repeal the fundamental stuff there, we can mess around and rearrange the deck chairs of these mandates, but the fundamental basis is still going to be there. And that's true with the climate treaty. And as Chris Horner said, the State Department guidelines establish what the treaty criteria are. Of course, we know in the Constitution as well. As the Paris Agreement requires Senate ratification to be valid under our Constitution, either do it legally or get out. You can't sit on this fence, and it's going to be dangerous to leave this in place for the future, isn't it?
Absolutely, and that is one of the plans, is to send it to the Senate and then take up a vote. If they vote it down, then it's done. I mean, that's, like you said, that's the way the Constitution laid it out, and that's why I'm not sure why we're having this debate. You know, we're banging our heads against the wall saying, I thought we won the election. And I think you're going to see, and I'm sure you remember the read my lips, no new taxes.
That's right.
But,
that's right.
I mean, this could be one of those moments for him. I mean, CEI put out an ad, which we had on our site as well. You may have seen, taking that very clip that candidate Trump set on the trail last year. I don't think he could have been any more clear about what his plans were and why he was going to get out.
Exactly. So They can make this, help your organization to make this more of an issue. What else can people do to get this going? Talking about it on social media, making sure that President Trump understands that we want him to keep this promise, that we understand the danger of leaving that thing sitting there. What can people do?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, all the things that they did during the campaign. I mean, they need to be tweeting about it. They need to be posting on Facebook about it. They need to be getting to the White House. They need to be getting to some of the other people outside of the ones you mentioned. There's a few other people in the White House themselves who need to hear from this. But most of all, they need to make noise and say, look, we voted for you. We took a pass on this or a flyer on this, and you said you were going to do this, and you need to do this. I mean, these are the people that put him in there, and the ones that are telling him otherwise are not the ones that have voted for him. You know, Ivanka and Jared's friends from Manhattan, I can guarantee you, did not vote for her father.
And I think it's very important to understand that the Washington establishment knows how to leave the framework in place. We saw it with Obamacare. We saw that they said, well, phase two, we're going to have the secretary come in and get rid of certain things. And we can try to do that at the EPA. We can, they set up this situation where they would decide they were going to kill an entire industry, the coal industry. They talked about bankrupting it and anybody that tried to create that. It wasn't even concerned about whether or not they could do it cleanly. They simply wanted to destroy that industry, and they wanted to subsidize another industry, the solar industry, specifically corporations like Solyndra. We saw how that worked out for us. So we don't want to leave that mechanism there, that justification there, just like we don't want to leave it there with Obamacare. That's the thing that is so important, and that's what people need to understand. The public needs to understand that if we leave the endangerment clause there that Obama put in, and if we leave this ambiguous situation about the Paris Climate Treaty, are we in, are we out? Well, let's not talk about that. They will revive this with the next president that comes in, and they will move this forward if we don't pull this thing out and repeal it. That's a very important thing. Or have a vote up and down, as you point out. Take that to the Senate.
Exactly. And the other thing about leaving it there, which I think you've already touched on, is then you have the whole court system and the NRDC, the environmental group, is just lawyering up all over the place.
Exactly.
And so if you don't deal with these precedents now in a very clean legal way, you're just going to leave it up to the Ninth Circus in California to decide.
That's right. You leave that framework there, they will use it to hang us. Thank you so much, Craig Richardson, enelegal.org. Stay with us when we come back. Okay. Alex Jones's report, we did not elect Ivanka as president.
We're on the march. The Empire. Fires on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it. I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I want to encourage all of you to remember how high the stakes really are right now in the battle for freedom. And the information war is paramount. That's why it's more important than ever that you spread the word about InfoWars.com and send out the link so people can watch the free feeds and get the free podcast and download the free iPhone and Android apps at InfoWars.com/show. It is critical that we be able to email you when we're being cyber attacked or shut down. Sign up to get our email alerts at InfoWars.com/newsletter. And finally, we have launched our new free app at InfoWars.com/app. You can download it on iPhone, Android. Once you've downloaded the free app at InfoWars.com/app, you can then, if you choose, pay $4.95 a month to get InfoWars Prime. We produce documentaries, special reports, live events, and so much more on a daily and weekly basis just for Prime members. We also have daily specials, sometimes as much as 50% off for members of InfoWars Prime. InfoWars has come a long way, and InfoWars Prime is just one more weapon in the fight for liberty.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Are you women?
We did not elect Ivanka Trump to be the 45th president of the United States. I think she's talented. She's beautiful. I think the dresses she wears, her clothing line are cool. And I have nothing against her personally. Or Jared Kushner, but we didn't elect him to be president either. He's a Democrat. His dad went to prison for fraud. His 666 building's going, you know, sideways. The communist Chinese, you know, are involved with him. We told you about that months ago, weeks ago. Now it's in the New York Times today. We didn't elect her. And she's over in Germany with Merkel that opened the borders up for all the Islamists, 80% military-aged men. And she says, for women, we should let refugees in. and that her dad's wrong and she wants him to change his mind. What? From seven unvetted countries where the Islamists just issue fake passports, basically, to terrorists. ISIS is being defeated right now. Al-Qaeda is being defeated in Syria. Trump's keeping his promise on that. And as the RAND Corporation, globalists have come out and admitted, that's going to squeeze out those terrorists. They're looking for more terror attacks from that. And ISIS is ordering those attacks. We see them happening, the car attacks, the bomb attacks, the stabbing attacks, the shooting attacks almost every day in Europe. So the answer is bring more in. Because you're for women. More genital mutilation. More burkas. I saw an article, as in Der Spiegel, pushing it. German newspapers are saying women should wear hijabs to fight Islamophobia. That's what the Soros groups have women doing at these marches. It's so surreal to see naked lesbians with their tops off saying Allah Akbar, when in Muslim countries they'd be in prison or dead, you know, just like that. And that's a fact. That's not Islamophobia. That's the reality that they're not tolerant. They're not tolerant of less radical Muslims like Kurds and Alawites. I mean, that's a fact. Not a conspiracy theory. The fact that I'm informed. The fact that I know what I'm talking about. The fact that I have history and common sense. And then, you know, that trumps all the pseudo-intellectual fake leftists out there. They don't know what to do. So they make jokes about people that are informed. Pisses me off. So we didn't elect her. Now, here's the paradox. I always said the elite were truly after Trump. The elite didn't like him because of his nationalism, his anti-globalism, saying he actually wanted to be president. I said the danger is the elite really hate him. That was real. But what if he's just coming in as an outside predator group to take globalism that they used America to build away from them and then use it for his own system? Well, that remains to be seen if he's, you know, getting funding off of it or something. But the globalists didn't care whether he was for real or not. The fact was he was coming in to take over their operation. And so that's why that's so important. And he's done so good on moving for tax cuts, and demonizing and trying to overthrow Obamacare and getting all the jobs back and the stock market and killing TPP. The list goes on and on. That I say, hey, this is really great, but it is paradoxical. On the other side, you know, he's saying go after WikiLeaks when WikiLeaks got him elected. That's a stab in the back. And, you know, all this other craziness. And I don't even know what to say at this point about that. Because it's just such a flip-flop. You know, he told WikiLeaks, please release more of the data. So that means you've got to arrest yourself if that's what you're going to do, Trump. I mean, it's crazy. So what is your CIA director and what is Sessions doing? I'm not out to get those guys. I'm not their enemies. I want them to be real and decent. That's quite a flip-flop. So it's a paradox. I'm glad we didn't get Hillary. But think of how undead Hillary was, how pathetic she was. Everybody would have come out against her. The good news is Trump, for the nationalist brand, is very strong. Nationalism spreading all over the world. Very, very exciting things are happening. This is a great time to be alive. And so we can't just become demoralized if Trump starts going sideways or off his trajectory some. Because all over the world LePen's about to win. All over the world nationalism's rising. It doesn't mean it's going to be perfect, but it's the idea of sovereignty and governments and systems for prosperity and open free societies, not authoritarian globalism, which is crony capitalism. And we've got record numbers elected in the House. The Freedom Caucus not selling us out, saying no to Trump and the Democrats on their deal that wasn't as, you know, what they promised on Obamacare. And we've got 900 new people elected to legislatures. And we've got all these new governors. And just let's stand the liberty movement. Let's have more people run for office. Let's have more people support independent media telling the truth. And let's just continue to move forward with this movement of national sovereignty and freedom and Western civilization and renaissance and the printing press and just an open, free culture. Soros calls himself, you know, the open society or whatever. He's the opposite of an open society, pushing authoritarianism all over the world. And so this is a great time to be alive, ladies and gentlemen. This is an amazing time to be alive. And it's just great to be alive. It's great to be associated with all of you. So don't let the fact that Trump hasn't gotten everything done, he's got a lot done, or that his daughter is out there doing bizarre stuff, get you depressed, because we have come from being a tiny fringe movement against globalism a decade ago, 20 years ago, to now being the hottest thing in the world because of you spreading the word, because of you taking action. That's an incredibly exciting thing. So, again, I want to thank you all for your prayers. I want to thank you all for your support. But understand, you're supporting yourself in these fights. You're supporting yourself in the huge awakening that's taking place. You are the resistance. That isn't something where I pat you on the head and say, if you're receiving this transmission, you're the resistance. You really are the power. You are the people. We have this fake sports culture, fake, you know, liberal culture, fake video game culture, all this stuff. That's not real culture. That's just entertainment. When we make politics and being involved and being informed and being active and promoting freedom, the culture, and make it fun, the sport it is, the real sport, the life sport, the purpose-driven life, the whole world opens up to you. Young people think they don't have any future because globalism is trying to make humans obsolete, going into this whole robotic technocracy. We can demand with our purchases and what we promote and what we rate and what we do, how we spend, how we speak, word of mouth, for the culture of the world we want to build with our choices. But they want to bully us with political correctness, shrink our language, tell us we can't have choices, tell us if we don't accept being enslaved that we're racist. All this is divide and conquer lies. And we must resist it. I once drove in 2000 down this very road, Congress, in an old car with Rick Linkletter sitting in the back with cameras on me for the film Waking Life. I was driving right down the same road in a morning, kind of like this, about 10 in the morning, it's 8 in the morning, 8:30. And I remember saying, you know, this is the dynamic human spirit that refuses to resist left, right. All this is just distractions by the elite. When it gets down to it, we need basic human freedom, and it's about that, and what gives us more freedom, and what empowers us, and what makes us truer and more bona fide and closer to God. And that's what this is all about. Now back to David Knight and the live transmission. This is the InfoWar, InfoWars.com/show. The full might of the system, things that can shut us down, things that can shut you down. So let's man the guns in the InfoWar. With God's help and your vision and your refusing to back down or submit, we are invincible. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar.
All right, now I want to take a look at some of the developments in the last 24 hours. We've had some developments on Obamacare. We've had developments, of course, on tax reform. And I think it's a very telling story here because we see the real opposition to Donald Trump is coming from within the White House, as Alex was just talking about, Jared and Ivanka and Rex Tillerson, you know, pushing back against the Paris Climate Treaty, saying that, you know, we're just going to kind of pretend that it's not there. We're going to leave the framework there, just as they want to leave the framework of Obamacare in place and do some minor tweaking to it. I was glad to see that Trump took the lead on tax reform. That's exactly what should have happened with Obamacare. Now, hopefully he learned a lesson from the disaster of Obamacare repeal, because he let Paul Ryan, who does not want to repeal Obamacare, make sure you understand that, okay? He was the running mate of Mitt Romney. He and Mitt Romney were picked because they were going to enact RomneyCare if we didn't get Obamacare. And RomneyCare had already been put in place in Massachusetts, exactly like Obamacare. So the establishment had decided that they were going to give us government-run health care one way or the other. And although the Republicans ran on repealing Obamacare, they never had a plan to do it. Donald Trump did have a plan to repeal Obamacare, to replace mandates with markets, to replace coercion with choice, to empower you as a consumer to get cheaper health care. That was the stated goal of Obamacare. They called it the Affordable Care Act. You know, when Paul Ryan put it out there, all he did was change affordable to American, because we all know it's not affordable. You can't keep selling that lie anymore. And so now we've had the GOP conservatives, who took so much heat, unfortunately, from Donald Trump. And I don't understand why he poured so much scorn on them. The people who should have had scorn poured on them were the people who took advantage and tried to go in the other direction from Donald Trump, not the people who were running in the same direction with him. So now they've looked at it and said, well, all right, President Trump is going to oppose us on this. The establishment is going to oppose us on this. We'll try to do the best that we can, and we'll try to move a little bit away from some of this. But the basic fundamental structure remains, just as we see with the environment as well. And a good example of where this is going, as I pointed out earlier, California has now passed the first committee test of a single-payer health care bill. And understand that what we're talking about there is government-run, government-controlled health care. That's what Hillary tried to establish 25 years ago. And, of course, California is right there with her. They want full-on socialism. And it's interesting, as they passed this thing, it wasn't even close. 5-2 in a Senate health committee. Democrats and Republicans still are uneasy about the major question, they say, in the L.A. Times. How will it be paid for? And they've got a lot to pay for. The state would supply all medical expenses for everyone, including people who aren't even legal immigrants. Everybody worldwide can come to California and get their health care paid for. And so what are they going to pay for? They're going to pay for inpatient, outpatient, emergency services, dental, vision, mental health, nursing home care, everything for everybody. The measure says the program would be funded by, quote-unquote, broad-based revenue, but it doesn't specify where that comes from. So we're just going to – this is a Venezuelan mindset, folks. They are going to destroy health care. They're going to destroy the state of California. They're well on the way to doing that. And quite frankly, when we look at the tax plan, there are three points of opposition to it, and one of them – are high-tax states like California and New York. California wants to have universal health care for everybody. They're going to pay for everything you can imagine, for everyone, even if they're not citizens of the United States or citizens of California, whatever. And, of course, they're going to have to raise their income taxes, and they're hoping then that they can then deduct those income taxes from the federal taxes and put it on the federal deficit. So they want to move the California deficit and federalize it. And that's one of the things that is very controversial. That's one of the points of opposition. They say that would take about $1 trillion off of the deficit increase to say that high tax states like New York and California, the people who live in those states, would not be able to deduct their state taxes from their federal taxes. And I think that's exactly right. We don't want to see that. But then, of course, the other points of opposition to it were, as usual, envy. People who have businesses, people who have income are going to get tax cuts. And the more you have, the more your tax cut is going to be. And it's like, yeah, exactly. So therefore, if somebody else is going to get a higher return than you are off of the tax cut, then you should oppose it. That's the politics of envy. That's what takes us down to the bottom. But the third point of opposition is the idea, and this is being sold now within the GOP. The GOP people are saying this is going to increase the deficit if we cut taxes. No, it doesn't. We've seen over and over again that tax cuts mean an increase in tax revenue. We saw it with Ronald Reagan, those massive tax cuts. And I had an article that I covered on the news last night in North Carolina. Carolina Partnership for Reform pointed out that in their state, they did tax cuts and it boosted revenue, as you would expect. They had done projections in 2014. And they had projected what the revenue collections were going to be in the future. Then the conservatives cut taxes. So what happened to those projections? Did they get less taxes? No, they got more taxes when they cut the rates. We've always seen that. And as they point out, faster economic growth generates government revenue, and tax reduction helps the economy. We've seen that over and over again. It's not a projection. It's not a theory. It's historical fact. And so they show here that in 2014, they actually got 3.6% more revenue than they thought they would get before. In 2015, they got 3.5% more revenue. Already for 2016, they haven't finished their fiscal year yet, but at $570 million above their projection through March because they cut taxes in North Carolina. That's the way that it works. Why did we get a massive deficit increase under Ronald Reagan? Well, it's because they wouldn't control spending. See, even if you get record tax revenue, as we are currently getting record tax revenue. Drudge points that out all the time. Look, we've got, you know, each quarter we're setting a new record in tax collection. But they're growing the spending so much faster. That creates the deficit. So the problem is not that our tax rates are too high. As a matter of fact, if they increase the tax rates, they will get less revenue and the deficit will grow even faster. But what we see happening is, and I pointed it out last night, Paul Ryan had funded a private study, and then they leaked it to the press, saying that tax revenue was going to go down. Not true. Not true. It isn't going to go down. But now we have others in the Republican Party trying to lay the groundwork to push back against a tax cut, a tax reform. And as the Hill points out, while most Republicans favor cutting taxes, at least that's what they tell us when it comes election time, don't they? They're worried. They're worried that the proposal will spike the deficit. And it's already leading to concerns that could cost Trump votes from his own party. Look, his opposition is the Republican Party. His opposition is Paul Ryan. And I hope, and I'm hopeful, that the fact that they brought this thing up, that they came out first with this, is a sign that he understands that Paul Ryan is against him. I think it's very important when we look at the way they spin this. Even as the conservatives, the Freedom Caucus, said, well, all right, we're going to move, we'll concede, we're not going to hold out for repeal of Obamacare, which is what the voters want, which is what we campaigned on, which is what Donald Trump campaigned on and won. It's a winning proposition. It's what the voters want. We know that we're going to be the scapegoats for all this because you guys aren't going to, the rest of the Republican establishment isn't going to go with it. So when they move, then it's reported by the Hill that the GOP takes a step forward on Obamacare replacement, but the centrists remain elusive. They say moderates remain elusive. Several centrist lawmakers said they could not say whether they would support the bill. These people are not centrists. They're not moderate. They're hardline statists. They are supporting an insurance mandate that is both socialism and fascism. It's unconstitutional. It's anti-market. They are not moderate. They are not centrists. But, of course, the press calls them that. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Did you know that 34% of Americans didn't use any of their vacation days last year? That is crazy. Hi, I'm Jen O'Neill.
And I'm Jeff Manheimer.
And we're the founders of Tripping.com, the world's largest site for vacation rentals.
On Tripping.com, we bring together 10 million properties from the world's most trusted sites, making it easy to compare places, compare prices, and find the perfect vacation rental.
So check out Tripping.com today and take those hard-earned vacation days.
That's TRIPPING.com.
To find the perfect place to stay, go to Tripping.com today.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I want to talk about a novel approach to get the wall funded. As we have editorials from CNS and others saying, seriously, are we not going to fund the wall, but we are going to fund Planned Parenthood? What's going on? We've got Democrat representatives vowing that the wall will never be built. We're not going to do that. We also had the article that we had yesterday reporting Laura Ingraham with Sean Hannity saying, I've got reports that there were senators who laughed out loud at the idea of Trump's wall, GOP senators. So you've got the establishment saying, it isn't going to happen. We're not going to do a wall. And, of course, the first thing they do is pull that. They can fund everything, but they won't fund anything at the border. As a matter of fact, the Democrats said, we're going to scrutinize this and make sure there's nothing in there for extra border agents either. They don't want anything at the border. And, of course, a couple of days ago, I talked to Ildefonso Ortiz, who's with Breitbart, about the border. And, you know, he said, hey, the border's not open. The border is controlled by the cartels. They decide who comes in and who doesn't come in. So I'm going to give you a novel approach for how to fund that. Stay with me. Ted Cruz had a great approach for this. I just want to remind you that we have a flash special. Liver Shield is now 30% off at InfoWars.com. And, of course, we were talking to Dr. Group earlier. He was talking about that. He had a lot of calls about people who were diagnosed with fatty liver. And as he pointed out, your liver is one of the fastest regenerating parts of your body. You can do things to improve your liver health. Liver Shield uses a powerful blend of organic and wild-crafted herbs, specially formulated to support natural function and detoxification of the liver and the gallbladder. Try Liver Shield for 30% off right now. We have a flash sale. It's not going to last very long. Go to InfoWarsLife.com. And also, we still have our special caveman True Paleo formula, 53% off. That is a drink mix, has a chocolate taste to it. It has bone broth, turmeric root, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, many other things in a true paleo nutrition format. It is now 53% off retail at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Caveman True Paleo Formula Drink Mix. Well, let's play this clip here from Ted Cruz. He had a novel approach for how to fund the wall. Because remember, our border is owned by the cartels. That's the reality, folks. They decide who comes in and who doesn't. They collect the money. Even though we had a top of Mexican official say, hey, you keep talking about the wall. We're going to charge Americans to come into our country. No, the people who control the border, the people who charge people to go back and forth are the cartels. Here's what Ted Cruz had to say about how to fund the wall.
Your plan, Senator, is called the El Chapo Act. What is this?
Well, you know, as you know, the Democrats are threatening government shutdown because they are so opposed to building a wall. They're so opposed to finally securing our border. And so I've been trying to think about how can we get this done? How can we build the wall even in the face of Democratic obstruction? And so yesterday I filed the El Chapo Act that provides that if El Chapo is convicted, you know, the famed Mexican drug lord, the estimates are that his criminal fortune is roughly worth about $14 billion.
Wow.
Now, coincidentally, the estimates for the cost to build a wall range from $14 to $20 billion. And so my legislation provides that if those assets are forfeited, those assets from El Chapo will go directly to building a wall and to securing the border.
That's good. I like the fact that he says if El Chapo is convicted, we need to get away from civil asset forfeiture. I don't support it even for El Chapo. We have to have due process even for the worst among us. If he's obviously a criminal, it shouldn't be any problem getting a conviction. It should not be a problem getting a conviction for him. We should not throw the rule of law and trials out. But I think that's a brilliant plan. The Mexican government says they're going to charge people to go across. Let's understand, it's the cartels who own the border. Let's let the cartels pay for the wall to protect us. When we come back, I'm going to talk about some moves towards sanctuary cities. Today, the Texas House okayed banning sanctuary cities. And they said, not only are we going to cut your funding, we will arrest law enforcement officers like the local sheriff here if you defy our law. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We'll cover that. And then Owen Schroyer will be with us for the fourth hour.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.